Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show's 143rd episode. 3 years now and gaining more popularity with each episode. Tonight, I'll tell you, I have a dear friend and a man that started with me at Eastern Airlines 56 years ago in Hartford, Springfield. His name is Nick Malucci. Nick, I hope you're listening. We're happy you're all are listening. With each broadcast, for our many listeners, we would like to introduce you to the EAL Radio Show and to our host. We'll start with our broadcast every Monday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on your computer's network. Dial www.ealradioshow.com or at www.blogtalkradio.com/Captain Eddie. The hosts for tonight's program are from many different locations, south, north, central, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, New York, and on occasion from Martha's Vineyard. That's where I'm from in the summertime. On hosts for tonight's showcase include Chuck Albright.
How are you doing out there? We're having
Good, Chuck, to hear from you.
Well, we are having some balmy breezes today, 73 degrees. Going to have a nice cool evening at 52. A little chance of rain, not much. Most of the guys were out there on our 50 golf courses today, and we were all running around with our tops down on our convertibles, so we were having a great time today. So go ahead and go to our next host.
Neil?
Well, yes, I'm here in beautiful Ponte Vedra, Florida, the home of the World Golf Hall of Fame, halfway between Jacksonville, Florida, and St. Augustine, Florida. The weather's been great. However, the working conditions have been very strenuous for the last 2 days because my wife and I are moving, and we moved for the last 2 days in budget 16-footer. A lot of the books and small things from our home over to an apartment where we'll have to wait for about 3 months until our home is completed, and then we'll have to do it all over again. It's really nice, but I think this is going to be our last move, guys.
Wow, I don't blame you, Neil. That's one of the worst things that I could ever think of happening. Listen, up there in the Tar Heel State, Steve Thompson, how are you doing?
Well, Steve called me, Jim. This is Neil, the producer. Steve called me and told me that he was not able to be with us tonight. But we do have, I believe George Jen is with us tonight. George, are you with us? George Jen, are you with us? Apparently not. I know Cecile is standing by. Cecile.
Was here, yes. I am here in some Boca Raton and just down from West Palm Beach. And the weather right now is 68 degrees. The tomorrow is predicted to be 81 and a low of 61. And my partner, Charles Berkeley, says tomorrow they're going to be looking for sailfish. It's a little overcast, and it should be good for sailfishing. They've seen a couple of sailfish. And that's our weather down here. And we are, I am with RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Actually, we are. So we cover South Florida if you need any real estate. The market is quite hot in Florida. And Neil, our great producer, covers North Florida with St. John Realty Group. So we got
right.
you covered.
Very good. Yeah, at least we've got the eastern seaboard of Florida covered, Cecile.
Yes, that's true. We've got it. Now we've got to get another Eastern Airlines employee on the West Coast. Oh, you know what? I have someone in Key West.
All right.
So.
Well, hey, Jim Hart, I see
yeah,
we have
I'm here, Neil, and
yeah,
here I am,
see,
folks.
I see we've got two callers. I don't know whether they want to talk with us, but area code 215, your phone number pops up, and you're with us. Would you like to be with us live tonight? And area code 6, I'm sorry.
John Roots.
Hey, John. Oh, okay. You want to give us an update? Hey, John is our travel expert. And, John, how about giving us an update on the best traveling this time of year? You got anything for us?
The best thing going right now is cruises. There's deals everywhere. There's cruises to the Caribbean, cruises to the South Pacific, cruises to the Bahamas. You name it, they're on sale. It's a great time to go traveling by sea.
John, has that anything to do with the problems that we have been introduced to by the media of a couple of cruise ships?
Yeah, the combination of that and the economy. The bookings are not what, you know, obviously what they should be, and there's a lot of ships out there, and also, yeah, the media coverage of Carnival and all their fiascos, it has hurt, you know, the image of the industry. But there's, you know, there's other, like I said, there are many, many cruise lines out there, and Carnival's still a good one. I mean, they've had a few, you know, problems that obviously they didn't anticipate and couldn't really, you know, predict that something was going to happen. So, you know, we still book on Carnival. And Royal Caribbean's a very good line, and Cunard is an excellent line.
All right.
So, it's a combination of, yes, the publicity, but I think more so the economy.
Okay. First of all, George Jenner, are you with us tonight? We do have area code 856. 856, would you like to share a comment or two?
Yes, this is Donna DeMarco from New Jersey. I'm just going to listen tonight. I got a zillion things to do. I'm a Santa's elf, so I got a thousand things to do here, but I'd like to listen.
Oh,
good,
wonderful,
Donna.
Having
good,
you.
Good, good.
Very good. Anyone else that's out there that we do have several callers that their area codes are bored. Jim, would you tell us, our listening audience, about the rest of the operations, about how
sure
to call
would.
In and so forth? Go ahead, Jim.
I sure would, Neil. The one thing that I would love very much, my good friend and longtime friend, Nick Malucci, up there in Providence, is listening to us, and I emailed him this afternoon, and I said, hey, Nick, hit number one on your phone and come on in and join us. Nick and I joined Eastern Airlines in December 2, 1956. In other words, what's that? I mean, 1957. That's 56 years ago. I don't know where the time went. Just a little bit more housekeeping here before going into our program. Our listeners can join us and host any time during the broadcast, and we share their thoughts and their memories of Eastern, or ask questions of our host and guests. So please do that if you can. Our telephone contact to be live on the air is 213-816-1611 or toll-free 877-572-1861. Either number will get you to our caller board where you can join in our discussion. Don't forget, if you wish to be with us on live, press number 1 on your telephone keypad. Neil, listen, how about telling us about tonight's show?
Be happy to, Jim. We felt it was time for a little satirical levity. Not that we don't have fun on every show, but tonight we like to have political fun. So much in the news, there's so much in the news and print media about political issues that we've decided to add just a little bit more for our listeners. This is not by any means considered to be taking sides with any political party, but just having fun with today's current events. Pretty much like Jay Leno, David Letterman, Stewart, Saturday Night Live, and others do during their nightly and weekly shows. We welcome your comments during the show. Contact us on our website page on www.ealradioshow.com. Now let's get things started and let's hear the engine start for our show tonight.
Obama Flowers. My name is Trina. How may I help you?
Hello. I received an email from Professional Flowers stating that my flower order had been canceled and I should go to your exchange to reorder it. I tried your website, but it seemed like it was not working. So I'm calling the 800 number.
Yes, I am sorry about the website. It should be fixed by the end of November. But I can help you.
Well, thanks. I ordered spring bouquet for our anniversary and want it delivered to my wife.
Sir, spring bouquets do not meet our minimum standards. I will be happy to provide you with red roses.
But I've always ordered spring bouquet. I've done it for years, and my wife loves them.
Roses are far better, sir. I am sure your wife will love them.
Well, how much are they?
It depends. Do you want our bronze, silver, gold, or the platinum package roses?
Well, what's the difference?
6, 12, 18, or 24 red roses.
The silver package, that may be okay. How much is it?
It depends, sir. What is your monthly income?
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I need that to determine your government flower subsidy. Then I can determine how much your out-of-pocket cost will be. But if your income is below our minimums for a subsidy, then I can refer you to our flower aid department.
Flower aid?
Yes, flowers are a right. Everyone has a right to flowers. So if you can't afford them, then the government will supply them free of charge.
Who said they were a right?
Congress passed it. The president signed it. And the Supreme Court found it constitutional.
Whoa. I don't remember seeing anything in the Constitution regarding flowers as a right.
It's not really a right in the Constitution, but Obama flowers is constitutional because the Supreme Court ruled it a tax. Taxes are constitutional, but we feel it is a right.
I don't believe this.
It's the law of the land, sir. Now, we anticipated most people would go for the silver package, so what is your monthly income, sir?
Forget it. I think I'll forego the flowers this year.
In that case, sir, I will still need your monthly income.
And why?
To determine what your non-participation cost would be, of course.
What? You can't charge me for non-buying flowers.
It's the law of the land, sir, approved by the Supreme Court. It's $9.50
This is ridiculous.
Of your monthly income.
I'll pay
sir,
the $9.50.
It is the $9.50 or 1% of your monthly income, whichever is greater.
Are you kidding me? What a ripoff.
Actually, sir, it's a good deal. Next year, it will be 2%.
Look, I'm going to call my congressman to find out what's going on here. This is ridiculous. I'm not going to pay it.
Sorry to hear that, sir. That's why I had the NSA track this call and obtained the make and model of the cell phone you are using.
Why does the NSA need to know what kind of cell phone I'm using?
So they can get your GPS coordinates, sir. That would be the IRS, sir. Thanks for calling Obama Flowers. Have a nice day.
Have managed to interpret the Obama health care plan and discovered that the following, while it is already known that the plan will not cover most people over the age of 60, where are few exceptions. Persons of that age will be covered if they can show a membership card to the Brown Shits, a.k.a. the ACCORN. Another exception will be made to people who have been proven that they have contracted, that they're unbelievable, that they're satellite company and recorded the approval of the, oh, goodness gracious.
You know, Jim Hart, I can also tell you that persons who eat fried fast food more than once per month automatically default on their coverage. And effectively, January 1st, all fast food locations serving fried foods, Subway being the only and obvious exception, will have to enter a citizen ID number before being served. A national database will track the patronization and inform people by email when they no longer qualify. Exceptions will be made for those attending children's birthdays, but only as long as they don't eat the French fries. And also, Jim, persons desiring hypnosis for the treatment of cigarettes, drugs, or alcohol addiction will be required to also listen to excerpts from the Democratic National Convention and the latest Obama State of the Union address. The same will be true of all people receiving antidepressants and all other mind-altering drug treatments. There's no truth to the rumor, however, that it is spreading that people will have to turn in all of their firearms before being eligible for medical treatment. They can, at this time, still retain ownership of their water pistols, super soakers, potato guns, water balloon launchers, and paintball guns. While persons over the age of 60, that includes most listening to this radio show, who can provide proof of American birth or citizenship are not covered, all persons who cannot provide any proof of citizenship are automatically covered at 100% regardless of age. Interesting enough, when this last item was announced, it coincided with a mass migration of Mexicans northward to live in their border cities of Juarez, Tijuana, and Nuevo Laredo. Chuck, what do you have?
We're going to remember a little wit and wisdom of President John F. Kennedy. I look back on some of President John F. Kennedy's most memorable quips on the 50th anniversary of his death. Mothers all want their sons to grow up to be president, but they don't want them to become politicians in the process. You know nothing for sure, except for the fact that you know nothing for sure. I think this is the most extraordinary collection of talent, of human knowledge, that has ever been gathered together in the White House, with the possibility exception of when Thomas Jefferson dined alone. President John Kennedy at a dinner honoring Nobel Prize winner of the Western Hemisphere and the White House on April 29, 1962. And back to Obamacare, Washington, D.C. President Obama has stated that he, in the interest of reestablishing harmonious relations with the entire continent of Africa after Alaska's former governor, Sarah Palin, succeeded in offending as many as 96% of the inhabitants, will be implementing his health care program to include the African country of Kenya. When asked if the fact that his father was a citizen of Kenya had anything to do with his decision, the president smiled and replied that the fact has absolutely nothing to do with his decision, that he could just as easily have chosen some other country, for instance, Portugal or Laos or Greenland. The president did say that goodwill that this program will generate could not be measured in dollars and cents, although experts in the field of dollars and cents have put the figure at somewhere around 40,000 to 70,000 mark. President Obama said that he had full support of three people that he respected more than anyone else in the entire nation, Vice President Joe Biden, talk show queen Oprah Winfrey, and the National's first mama herself, Michelle Obama. When asked what he thought about the fact that the GOP pulpit like Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and Rush Limbaugh were furious about his latest Obama policy, the president grinned from ear to ear and replied, well, let me just this say this or that. Them boys can just build themselves a bridge and get over it. Next, Washington, D.C., USA. A voodoo priest from the deepest Africa has been especially flown into American capital city to fix the Trouble Obamacare website. Forget about Java or PHP, and the new Obamacare website fixer is using chickens and special power as it's guaranteed to make the website run correctly. President Obama uses this guy a lot, like he used him for the stock market, two election wins. He got a plastic sheet in the Oval Office and spread it on the floor so the bloodstains wouldn't stain the carpet. Obama is at loss on how the damn website is going to get fixed. He tried the Google tech boys, but they were too busy on their barrage of eating preliminaries in the hospitality lounge or sitting on the fancy colored weird-shaped sofas to cure Obamacare. White House spokesman Harvey Jenkins told NBC News, millions of Americans have been trying to log onto the site to get some much-needed Obamacare for over 2 months. Hopefully the voodoo priest will call on the spirits to open the door soon. Heck, it's going to take more than magic to get some of this health care. All the doctors in my area have left the profession or retired. I now have to travel 500 miles to get some freaking treatment at the increased cost of over 300%. Disgruntled, retired fireman told local CBS news station in Delaware. Thousands of Obama zombies across the nation are on hearing about the wonderful Obamacare news, started chanting Obama's name and walking the street with their hands stretched out and nothing new about anything of this, of course.
Assortment of opinions by America's leading late-night TV generals. A retired Air Force colonel said that U.S. military operations are already underway in Iran. You know what that means. Time to break out the old mission accomplished banner, Jay Leno. The president of Iran has announced, "We are a nuclear country." You know what's scary about that? The president of Iran knows how to pronounce nuclear, David Letterman. The bad news is Iran is capable of making a nuclear bomb. The good news is they have to drop it from a camel, David Letterman. The president of Iran announced that they now have the capacity to enrich uranium. The Iranian president added, "By the way, the girls didn't help at all," Conan O'Brien. And President Bush is denying that he's planning an airstrike on Iran. So you know what that means. He's planning an airstrike on Iran, David Letterman. Cecile, do you have some more?
Sure do, Steve. It's now believed Iran has the capability to make nuclear weapons but hasn't done it yet, which could be big trouble because if there's one thing the Bush administration won't tolerate, it's a Middle Eastern country that could have weapons of mass destruction that doesn't. Jay Leno. Iran said they will inflict harm and pain on the United States if we try to stop their nuclear program. Who's writing their speeches now? Mr. T? Jay Leno. Bush said, "We spent some time talking about the Iranian issue and the desire to solve this issue diplomatically by working together. Of course, it's a lot easier to be diplomatic when it's only got two armies left to deploy, Salvation and KISS." John Stewart on Iran's nuclear weapons capabilities. France and Germany warned Iran this week not to pursue their nuclear research program. In fact, France and Germany warned Iran that if they didn't stop their program, they would, you know, warn them again. Jay Leno. President Bush criticized the election process in Iran. He said there are groups there who try and suppress the vote. Power there is in their hands of the very few. And the whole thing is dominated by religion. Hey, that is our system. Jay Leno. The new president of Iraq said the U.S. troops will probably be out of the country in 2 years. The bad news is they'll be next door in Iran. David Letterman.
Phil, I have some more quips from the late night witsters. According to the New York Times, a commission due to report to the President Bush this month will claim that our intelligence regarding Iran's weapons program is inadequate. Today, Bush said, "Hey, good for me. Let's invade Joe Leno." Russia has agreed to help Iran build a nuclear reactor. Yay, because when you think well-built reactors, you think Russia, Dave Letterman. Think Chernobyl. Bush is denying reports today that he plans to invade Iran. Well, are we still going to invade? We just don't have any plans. Jay Leno. The president said today the U.S. does not intend to attack Iran. But then he said, quote, but you never want a president to say never. And he says, if his position doesn't change, he's going to make the information public in time-honored, appropriate manner by leaking to the gay prostitute, Bill Maher. Iran said yesterday they would shoot down any of our drones. You know what our drones are? Those are planes without any pilots. And we got the idea from Bush and the National Guard, Bill Maher. Just a few more, and then we'll turn back over to the late-night host, show host. We're doing such a great job at reporting the lighter side of the news. It's been reported that in the event of an emergency situation with North Korea, the U.S. is prepared to send 70% of the Marine Corps to the region. According to President Bush, this would still allow us to send another 70% to Iran and keep another 70% in Iraq. Tina Fey. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice warned Iran not to develop their nuclear weapons program, she said. President Bush has a map in his office, and he'll find you eventually. Jay Leno. North Korea announced that they have nuclear weapons, and they have no plans to give them up. The White House acted quickly, announced their plans to invade Iran. Greg Ferguson. Condoleezza Rice has warned the Iran to stop its nuclear program. They said, stop the nuclear program or face the next step, and the next step being fabrication of evidence, and then we march right in. David Letterman. The president submitted his annual budget, $2.5 trillion. Don't kid yourself with this George W. Bush. This guy is sneaky. This guy is cunning. This guy is shrewd. He budgeted the upcoming invasion to Iran under office supplies. David Letterman. We have some announcements now.
I think I like the sound effects.
That's pretty good.
But hey, news, the current news. We tried to keep it just as it's happening today, and some of it is old and some of it is new. But that's our contribution, I guess, to our listeners about the funny things that's happening today in the political world. And I'm sure everyone has their own opinions as to their feelings as to what's happening, and we won't go into those. But a lot of fun, guys. That was a lot of fun to review.
You hosts got to remember, Jay Leno retires in 2 months, so there's going to be a job opening.
Has it been stated where he's going?
He says he's just going to do his stand-ups in Vegas, places like that.
He's going to go to Martha's Vineyard.
Think so, huh?
And he's really been bashing NBC on. He's been watching him. He's really been bashing NBC, his current employer, because of the way they've asked him to leave.
Jim Hart?
Yes, sir.
I've got a question. Since you... During one portion of the year, live in Martha's Vineyard. You've been doing that for many, many years now. Do you know exactly who accommodates the president? Does he own a home there at Martha's Vineyard, or is there some person that contributes to the Obamas as they enjoy a Martha's Vineyard vacation?
No, Neil. I think what they do, they get together with his Democratic contributors, and they decide among those people where he's going to be. And would you believe many of them are in the south end of the island? And I'll tell you what, though, with global warming and all this and that sort of stuff, the south end of the island could be underwater in, you know, in quite a few years. But I want to mention to you that this is what a wonderful program. I've had so many friends tell me that they want to come on in and listen, and they're doing that right now. And would you believe a young man that I started with Eastern Airlines on December 2nd, 1957, Nick Malucci, who works in Providence, he stayed with the airline until we closed. Then he started another business for himself. But it is such a pleasure to hear from Nick, and I've heard from a number of others, Janet Bushkai, who is now before this, Janet Garlasco, as a young lady. I've got so many of my friends who are still, let me see now, there are so many here in the area that are with us, and I'm so glad to hear from them. And thanks a lot, Neil, for letting me tell them, well, okay?
Okay, I've got an announcement that we've had the last three shows. We've had some authors that have written or either edited or published their own books. And the last one that we had was Howard Mucci, one of our own hosts on the radio show from time to time. Howard's 92 years of age, and he's my fishing buddy, and I hope we can do, by the way, Cecile, if we can get Charles and George Jen to host a fishing show, we'd like to do one. And Howard and I can tell you how we'd go fishing, because we go fishing not expecting to catch a fish, which that's true. We don't catch any fish. But we do take our two cans of beer each, and we sit on the dock. And if we get some worms, we try to hook the worm and give it to the fish. And so we're not there really to try to accomplish any, in other words, survival. That we've got to have fish for the evening dinner. But we have fun doing that. But it'll be a fun. I think it'll be a fun show to do. But I wanted to.
Well, Charlie's confirmed for next week, so anyone listening that loves fishing, tune in. Is it going to be next week, Neil?
Yeah. And next week. Let's try to do it next week, okay? And we'll have some good fishing jokes, and we'll just do a general fishing show. And I'm sure a lot of the Eastern listeners are avid fisher people, or whatever you call them. We'll do our little part about that. But I wanted to mention that Howard's book is available, and George Jen's book is available, Flying Too Close to the Sun, excuse me. And then Patrick Smith, who we had the week before, and his book was Cockpit Confidential, which is a good book. I purchased that, and it's a great book. And we do have another one that is David Russell, and David Russell's book was The History of Eastern Airlines from 1928 to 1991, and a great historical book. And we'd like to suggest to our listeners that they would be great Christmas gifts if you're looking for a Christmas gift for an Eastern friend. Why not go to the Eastern Airlines Radio Show's website, and there look on the page that says Book Review. And when you go to the Book Review page, you'll see each one of those books, a little bit about the book and about the author who wrote the book, and then how to order the book. So they're great books. They're not very expensive. And if you do that, it'd be a great, Christmas sock stuffing, or either a present for a good Eastern friend. And so they're available. So I suggest that they would be they would be great gifts. So just go to EALRadioshow.com, EALRadioshow.com, and there on the homepage you'll see book review. And when you go to the book review, we've got pictures of the authors, at least a couple of them anyhow, and you'll find there how to order those books. So we thank them for being guests on the show and the interviews that they took time to come on the show and talk about mostly Eastern Airlines. Any other chapter news? Jim Hart, are you guys having your...
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Neil. We have our annual Christmas party. That's a Christmas luncheon at the Atlantis Country Club on the 14th, which is a Saturday. And we have right now 43 paid people coming to us. And I'm so pleased to announce that Vito Borelli, a past president of the EARA, and Dick Strama and his wife, Nancy, are coming to be with us during this time. That would be Saturday the 14th at the Atlantis Country Club in Lantana, Florida. Anyone that wants to be with us, please come. We'd love to have you. We are a nice group and look forward to hearing from anyone who'd love to come. Please call me, Jim Hart, 561-795-4854. Thanks very much. Thank you, Neil.
Okay. Any other announcements from our host? Well, let's see. Next week, I think, Cecile, if Charles can be with us, and George Jen, if we can get, he was supposed to be on our show tonight. Something must have come up that George was unable to be with us tonight, but I'll see if I can get him, because George Jen does write an article for a national fishing magazine. And his base of operation is out there on Long Island, I believe, in New York. And so it would be interesting to find out what's happening there in the winter months of fishing. And then Charles could give us a report from the southeast Florida fishing. Now, if we can get maybe the Gulf of Mexico covered by someone, we'll have a pretty good...
Well, actually... Charles has been to Cabo San Lucas and to Venezuela, Australia, Hawaii,
wow,
and Cayman Islands, where they won, him and a group of six people won $32,000. So maybe I should send them fishing more.
Yeah.
They won whatever, yeah. I forgot what they caught, but he'll inform you of that. He's all next week, but he's been all over. He loves fishing.
Chuck, do you do any fishing?
I used to do a lot of fishing when I lived down in Miami, and then I lived in the Keys. I was a deep water diver, so we would do diving a lot with spear guns and stuff. And then since the Gulf Stream comes very close down there, so you only have to go out maybe 10 miles, and you're like in 600 or 700 feet of water. So we had some beautiful blue water fish, you know, wahoo, sailfish, stuff like that. Over the years, caught a lot of, they call them mahi-mahi, we call them dolphin. Caught a lot of those over the years. They're just delicious to have for a meal. And, of course, during lobster season, we were down there doing our lobster limit. Had some really good times there. I really appreciate it. And then we'd go over to the Bahamas every once in a while and go deep-sea fishing off of the Bahamas, which is really good fishing if you're really into deep water fishing.
Okay, very good. Well, we look forward to next week's show. And by the way, this is a fun show, and I've selected as the producer a fun song. A lot of us older folks remember a band leader by the name of Spike Jones. And this is one of his wacky songs. There's
guess,
our other
wow.
song, Jim.
I hear now the cafe music starting and in the background, and so it must be time to say goodnight. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show, and I'll tell you, this is fantastic. We'd love to have you with us, especially other members of the Eastern Airlines family. Tune in next week when the radio show will show you the voice of Eastern Airlines, and we'll bring you another exciting show. We miss you all. Very successful. A nice, fantastic week. And from all of us here at the Eastern Airlines radio show, until next week, remember to keep the blue side up, have plenty of airspeed and plenty of altitude. Please, good night, Eastern Airlines family.
Night, Eastern family.
Eastern.